פרק חס, מסכס ברוכוס. אלו דבורים שבין בישמי ובישילו בסעודה. These are the halachas that בישמי and בישילו disagree upon when it comes to the סעודה. בישמי אומרים מבורך על היום ואחר כך מבורך על היין. When it comes to Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, בישמי says first we make a brocha on the day, מקדש השבת, and then on the wine. Why? Because that's the order. First Shabbos comes in, and then we make Kiddush on the wine. Ubeisilu Aimrim Mavarach Al Yain, Ve'achakach Mavarach Al Yain. Beisilu says first to make a bracha on the wine, because it's only because we have wine that we can make Kiddush. Mishnah Beis. Beishamei Aimrim Noten Liyadayim Ve'achakach Mezgin Asakos. Beishamei says by Kiddush on Shabbos, first you wash your hands to make them tohar, then you pour the cup to make Kiddush, and then you make a moitzi. Ubeisilu Aimrim Mezgin Asakos Ve'achakach Noten Liyadayim. Beisilu says first you make Kiddush, then you wash your hands and make the moitzi. Why does Beis Shammai say first you have to have your hands tohar? Because Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to use a kois where the back is tomei. So if your hands are tomei and you make kiddush, we're afraid that there'll be water on the back of the kois, and your hands are tomei, it'll make the water tomei. Once the water is tomei, it will make the back of the kois tomei. And again, l'fi Beis Shammai, that's a problem. You can't use a kois where the back is tomei. We're afraid drops will fall from inside of the cup to the back of the cup, and the cup will make the drops tomei, which will in turn make your hands tomei. But Beis Hillel says pum faket moizgin es hakoyis v'achakach noten liyadayim. He says dafka make kiddush first, then wash your hands and make the moitzi, because Beis Hillel says you're allowed to use a kois where the back is tomei. So if first you wash your hands, perhaps the back of the kois will be tomei, and perhaps water will be left over on your hands, and the kois will make the water tomei, which will in turn make your hands tomei. So the Beis Hillel, you dafka should make kiddush first, and then wash your hand. Mishnah Gimel. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mekaneach Yodav Bamapo Umanicha Al Hashulchan. When you're washing your hands for the seuda, you dry them on a towel, and where do you put the towel? Dafka on the table. This is the towel you're going to be using during the meal to wipe your hands. Beis Hillel Omrim Al HaKesis. He says, no, you dafka put the towel on the cushion you're sitting on. Why does Beis Shammai say you dafka put it on the table and not on the cushion? He's afraid that the cushion will be tomei, will be a rishon l'tumah. And there might be enough water on the towel that if you put the towel on the cushion will be metama the water on the towel. And when you use the towel during the meal, it will make your hands tomei. So therefore, dafka, put it on the table, because Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to use a table which is tomei. The table must be tohar. Beis Hillel says, no, you dafka put the towel on the cushion. Because if you put it on the cushion, fine, there's a chshash that your hands might end up becoming tomei. But if you put it on the table, it's worse. Why? Beis Hillel says you're allowed to use a table which is tomei, a shulchan which is a sheni. So again, there might be enough water on the towel that the table will make the water on the towel tomei. And what's the problem? The problem is that the water on the towel will make the food on the table tomei. That, l'fi Beis Hillel, is a problem, that the food on the table will be tomei. So therefore, he says it's preferable to put the towel on the cushion, where it's only a chshash that your hands will become tomei. That's preferable than putting it on the table, which will make the food tomei. Why is food worse? Because we find midiyoraisa, there's tumah on food. Masha'enke midiyoraisa, there's no tumah on hand. Mishnah Dalet. Beis Shammai Omrim, Mechabden es habayis, ve'achakach noten liyadayim. Beis Shammai says, when it comes to ma'am achreinim, first we sweep the area under the table to make sure there's no kazayas of chometz. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to use a shamash who's an amaretz, so he won't know that he has to lift up a kazayas of bread. It might be under the table. If we wash ma'am achreinim first, it will ruin the bread. Beis Hillel Omrim Noten Liyadayim V'Achakach Mechabnes Habayis. Beis Hillel says, no, you can wash ma'am achreinim first, because he says you're not allowed to use a shamash who's an amaretz, only one who's a chover, and he will know to pick up a kazayas of bread if it's under the table. Here, unlike the rest of the perek, we paskin like Beis Shammai, you're allowed to use a shamash who's an amaretz. Mishnah Hei. Beis Shammai Omrim, ner umazon uvesamim v'havdola. Beis Hillel Omrim, ner uvesamim umazon v'havdola. We're dealing with a person in Shabbos afternoon who was eating, and then the time came to make havdola, but he only has one kos for birkas amazon and for havdola. So Beis Shammai says the seder of the brachas is as follows. Ner, first the brocha on the ner, umazon, then birkas hamazon, then uvesamim, on besamim, and then v'havdola. Now Beis Hillel agrees that the first brocha is ner to Beis Shammai, and he agrees the last brocha is havdola. he agrees the first bracha is ner, because when you bring the ner in, you're having hana right now. So you make a bracha. The last bracha is havdalah lekuliyama, because we want to delay the exodus of Shabbos. The shaila is, if after ner we put birkas hamazon or the bracha of besamim. According to Beis Shammai, we put birkas hamazon first, because the person already ate, and the chiyuv is chal to bench. But according to Beis Hillel, it's preferable to put the bracha of besamim right after the bracha of ner, because the bracha of besamim has a connection to Shabbos. Because why do we make the bracha of besamim? Because since we lost in the Shami Yaseira, to compensate for that pain, we take a smell from the besamim. So therefore it has a connection to Shabbos, so it follows the bracha of ner. Beis Shammai oimrim shabora maor ha'esh, Beis Hillel oimrim borei me'orei ha'esh. Beis Shammai says, when we make a bracha on the fire, we use a lashon yochid, sheb bara maor ha'esh. Maor is mashma, one flame. We also use a lashon of past tense, sheb bara, he created. Beis Hillel oimrim borei me'orei ha'esh. Beis Hillel says you can say a lashon of borei, because it's also mashma, past tense. And he says, me'orei ha'esh. We say a lashon rabim, because inside of a flame we have several colors. You have red, white, and green. Mishnah Vav. Ein mevorchem. Lo ala ner, velo ala besamim shel nochrim. If it's a ner, or besamim, of goyim, you're not allowed to use that for havdalah. Velo ala ner, velo ala besamim shel meisim. And not if it's used for a mace. Velo ala ner, velo ala besamim shel lefnei avodah zorah. And not if it's before an avodah zorah. What's the problem if it belongs to goyim? The klal is you can only make a bracha on eish, which did not rest on Shabbos, and fire of a goy did not rest. If we're dealing with besamim of a goy, so that's connected with the seifa, we are not allowed to make a bracha on besamim that was used before avodah zarah. It's also behana. Here we're dealing with besamim of goyim that they used by their suda, and normally their suda is for avodah zarah, so therefore it's also behana. The problem if it's a mace, the ner of a mace is not to give light, and we only make a bracha on fire for light. The summum of a mace is not to give a pleasant smell, but rather to take away the bad smell of the mace. So therefore, on those besamim, you don't make a brocha. When it comes to lifnei avodah zarah, again, once it's used for avodah zarah, it becomes also bihanah. Ein mevorchen al haner ad sheyoisu le'oira. You don't make a brocha on fire until you're close enough that you can benefit from it. Mishnah Zayin. Misha ochal v'shochach v'lo beirach. If a person ate, but forgot to bench. Beis Shammai oimrim yachzur lemekomo v'yivorech. Beis Shammai says you have to go back to the place where you ate. Ubeis Hillel oimrim yivorech b'mekom shenizkar. Beis Hillel says no, wherever you remember, there you bench. Everybody agrees that b'mezid, though you went to a different place, you have to go back. Adei mosayim yivorech. How long after he finishes eating can he still bench? Akadeshi yisakel hamodan shebemeyov. As long as the food has not been digested yet. If you still feel satisfied from that original eating, so then you can still bench. Mishnah Ches. Bolehem yayin liyachar hamazon ve'ein shem elo osa ha'kois. If after they finish eating bread, wine comes in, but there's only one kois. Beis Shammai oimrim mevorach al hayayin v'yachakach mevorach al hamazon. Beis Shammai says if you want, you can make a brocha on wine now. Afterwards bench, even though you won't be able to make a brocha on wine after birkas hamazon. He holds birkas hamazon does not require a kois. Ubeis Hillel oimrim no mevorach al hamazon. He says birkas hamazon requires a kais. So first bench, then make a brocha on the wine. Oinin omein achra Yisrael hamavorech. Ve'ein oinin omein achra kusi hamavorech. When you hear a yid making a brocha, even if you didn't hear the beginning of the brocha, you can answer omein. We can assume the brocha was to Hashem. But if it's a kusi, you don't say omein. We're afraid he made the brocha to an avodah zarah on Hagrizim. Achi yishma kol ha-brocha, only when you heard the beginning that it was to Hashem.